We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Catherine Whitehorn in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you have just heard, we are delighted to welcome back Catherine Whitehorn. And once again, I'm going to ask all of them to speak for just 1 minute, if they can, on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yes. Well, we thought it would be nice to have you begin, Kenneth. And the subject, oh, a wonderful subject
yes?
for you.
What?
Flamboyancy.
Oh. Well, it's not a word I'm enormously familiar with, but I have a go.
All right, you'll have a go. Thank you very much. You have just a minute in which to talk on flamboyancy, starting now.
Well, as I understand it, this means to be volatile and very fluent in terms of speech, certainly, but in terms of dress, I would say... Oh, I've repeated myself.
Clement Freud, press his buzzer first and challenge you...
Deviation.
A deviation, why?
He said I've repeated myself, which has nothing to do with flamboyancy.
Well, actually, I think you're being too clever, because obviously he did repeat himself. I think he's being very flamboyant to suddenly say I've repeated myself in the middle of a subject on flamboyancy. I thought that was the most flamboyant
Not
gesture.
Not in a lower key.
So I disagree with your challenge, and I therefore award a point to Kenneth Williams, who keeps the subject.
Well, what about his challenge? What about awarding a point to him, to Kenneth?
Kenneth has a point, because I disagree with Clement's challenge.
And another point, surely, for spotting his own repetition.
Oh, yes. What a good idea, Peter. Yes.
No, I'm afraid I can't give points unless, of course, the audience feel that Kenneth should have an extra point for challenging himself. No, they don't. They had their chance. No, it's too late now.
Yes.
It is too late now. You've got to be quicker than that, audience. Kenneth has only 1 point, and he keeps the subject, and there are 50 seconds for flamboyancy starting now.
Well, of course, one of the most flamboyant was Vivaldi, and with that red hair and those incredible robes.
Catherine Whitehorn has challenged. Why?
Well, I think air is, where it's pronounced like that, is entirely irrelevant. It must be a deviation.
How dare you comment on my diction? How dare?
It wasn't your diction, it was your pronunciation. Actually, but I think it was
to do with your pronunciation, your great nit. Anyone knows that.
I think it was the most flamboyant way of describing her appearance, and so I disagree with the challenge. You have another point.
I resent being described as a great nit and having you back him up, if that was what I...
I was meaning the nits in the hair. That's what I meant.
He was actually calling me a great nit, and I'm still giving him a point. It shows you how fair I am, Catherine. So there
fair
we are.
The point of lunacy.
I think you prove you're a nit.
All right, I'm a double nit. So, Kenneth, you have another point, and there are 43 seconds for flamboyancy starting now.
Beau Brummel, of course, when he used to swank...
Clement Freud has challenged you. Why?
The repetition of course, the third time in three starts. give him another point.
No, you are
no,
very,
really not. No,
you're
very
sharp and you were listening extraordinarily well.
It's a joke, isn't it?
Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge.
Making yourself a nuisance.
Repetition, 41 seconds for flamboyancy starting now.
Flamboyancy is the sort of characteristic that Kenneth Williams often shows on this programme. It is an ability to throw off the normal fetters of life. Take off your socks, remove your shoes.
Catherine Whitehorn, you've challenged why?
Deviation. Socks are not flamboyant, especially in...
You don't know Kenneth Williams' socks?
I'm happy to say I don't know Kenneth Williams' socks, and I don't mind going to the grave without knowing Kenneth Williams'
socks. Well, actually, Catherine,
not
as much as I'd like to agree with you, because you haven't played the game for a time, the thing is that when Kenneth Williams takes off his socks, playing Just a Minute, to me, it is one of the most flamboyant and as well as one of the most embarrassing things one could see. So on that reason, I have to disagree with the challenge, give a point to Clement Freud, and there are 26 seconds for flamboyancy starting now.
To attend a soiree at the Young Men's Christian Association, wearing a daffodil in one ear, may well be thought to be a sign of flamboyancy, and yet it is no more than a manifestation of proper behaviour, because there are societies which believe in this sort of way and encourage...
Catherine, my Tom, you've...
Sort of, repeated.
Quite right, Catherine. So, two sort ofs, and you've got in just before the whistle, and there are 3 seconds for flamboyancy, Catherine Whitehorn, starting now.
I propose to use these 3
Clement
seconds.
Clement Freud got in there.
Hesitation.
No, she didn't even get it. It was a very flamboyant challenge, which I disagree with, so Catherine has another point and 2 seconds for flamboyancy starting now.
Describing the two gentlemen in front of me for the benefit of...
If you don't already know it, whoever is speaking in this game when the whistle goes, the whistle, by the way, tells us that 60 seconds up, gets an extra point. On this occasion, it was Catherine Whitehorn, who on her return to the programme at the end of the first round has a commanding lead of 1 over Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, and Peter Jones has yet to score. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin the next round, and the subject is dogma. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
It could be said that dogma is the maternal parent of a canine animal.
Kenneth Williams, why don't you? Well, it was debatable. He was trying to work out this phrase.
It was a hesitation, you know.
No, he didn't quite hesitate. You go slower than that sometimes, Kenneth, and I don't award against you, so it was very sharp, but no, I'm benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud. He has another point.
Clement, you know you hesitated. Why have you gone red?
He who hesitates is red.
Hesitation is the sincerest form of flattery in your two cases.
57 seconds for dogma, Clement, starting now.
Dogma are beliefs, and that...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation, dogma is, not dogma.
Dogma...
is.
Surely dogma is the plural for dogmum, isn't it?
You don't say dogma.
You don't say dogma are, you say dogma is.
Do you? I don't know.
Yes. You don't say dogma are.
Dogma is. I think that is correct.
Of course it's correct.
Colloquially speaking, you do say dogma is. Colloquially speaking, yes.
That's
so,
right.
As we have to be...
The plural of dogma is the same as the singular of dogma, surely.
Dogma
is like sheep.
Dogma. Do you mean
is.
That we've got...
I think I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud. And 56 seconds left, starting now.
I once worked on a radio program during... Can you keep still?
Catherine Whitehall.
Deviation.
Quite right. Quite right. Brilliant. Yes, brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, look, we've got to be fair on this. He was getting a bit irritated. Kenneth was so upset because he was speaking colloquially on dogma, and so he tried to intimidate and disturb and frustrate Clement Freud. I think the fairest thing to do is to charge no points. Give Catherine Whitehall a bonus point for a good challenge, but keep the subject with Clement Freud with 43 seconds left, dogma starting now.
When you have an animal who barks and raises his right foot, preferably the one on the offside, in order...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. The subject of dogs has nothing to do with dogma. We all know what the word dogma means. It's nothing to do with dogs raising their legs or their right foot.
Well, it's a dog is in the word on the card, and I think Clement was going in a rather strange and devious way to introduce this situation.
Well, rep is in the word repellent, but you wouldn't discuss a weekly rep if you were discussing the word repellent.
But you could if you wished, you see. That's the whole thing about
this
game.
No, you must discuss the word, not a part of it.
No, you can take the word and interpret it in any way you wish. I don't think, strictly speaking, he had yet deviated from the subject on the card, and we now have 33 seconds still with Clement, dogma starting now.
Honour, loyalty, duty, brotherly, courteous, kind, obedient, smiling, thrifty, clean in thought and mind, could well be said to be the dogma of the Boy Scout movement founded by Lord... his name. Ben Powell.
Lord
well,
Ben
hesitation,
Powell. Hesitation, yes.
So, I don't know, or has acquired the status of a word on this program?
No, definitely not. No, it definitely hasn't. And Baden-Powell has called
it
up there.
Patrick, hasn't there? Has acquired the status of a word? She's sending you up, didn't you know?
It's not unusual for everybody in this program to send me up, Kenneth, and you do it better than anybody else. And if she's doing it, it shows she knows what the program's all about. So, Catherine Whitehorn, you have a point, and you have 17 seconds for dogma starting now.
Hilaire Belloc said that a man was putting up a candle in the hope that he could cross the Atlantic and that he, Belloc, was putting up another candle in...
Clement Freud who placed it by the first.
Repetition of Belloc.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. 10 seconds for Clement to take back dogma, starting now.
G.K. Chesterton, the well-known friend of Hilaire Belloc, once said many words on the subject of dogma, few of which one should repeat in a programme suitable for families, some of whom have come from King's Cross.
Oh, well. On this occasion, Clement Freud is speaking when the whistle went, which has taken him into a lead of two over Catherine Whitehorn at the end of the second round. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is spiders. Can you talk to us about those insects for 60 seconds, starting now?
Now, this could be fortunate. It might be a slice of luck, because a few weeks ago, my children were discussing over a rather desultory meal of fish fingers.
Catherine Whitehorn, you'll challenge one.
What does this have a deviation towards the fish fingers? I don't see what they've got to
well,
do with spiders.
Well, it was over this desultory meal of fish fingers. They were obviously discussing the subject of spiders, I presume, because he had established that they were the subject.
Yeah, but he could go on about this meal for days, couldn't he?
He could, but if
he's
fish
fingers, to, the ketchup. No.
It's up to you to challenge if you think he's
gone off
about the meal and not about spiders. I don't think he's yet got off the subject of spiders, which is the subject on the card, so I'm afraid I must disagree with the challenge. Give a point to Peter. 49 seconds for spiders, Peter, starting now.
And because it was rather tedious food, I paid more attention to their conversation than I normally do, and they told me that they are not actually animals, nor are they're insects. They're something in between on account of the head not being fixed firmly to the abdomen, which makes them of a name which I can't actually recall. And the male...
Clement Freud, why? Have you
repetition of actually.
Well, they are being tough, aren't they, today? Yes, he did say actually twice, but I think it's very tough. But I've got to stick to the rules of the game, so, Clement, you'll get a point for that, and there are 28 seconds for spiders starting now.
I had a landlady who said that if you found a spider in your room, you would have your entire rent repaid. And as a result of this, all tenants who frequented the lady in question took with them matchboxes for
Peter Jones, you're challenged.
Frequent the lady in question.
Yes, a repetition of lady. You're quite right, Peter. You have a point. And there are 13 seconds for spiders starting now.
And the male of the species has a very difficult time when he wants to make love to the female, because she is quite apt to eat anything moving that comes within her way. And so he
has... Well, I'm glad Peter didn't have any time to continue with that particular process, as interesting as it was. Peter, you really have leapt forward now. You've gone from fourth to third, 5 points behind our leader, who is still very definitely Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams, we're back to you again, and the subject for you is Lady Godiva. Can you... That appeals to the audience, you on Lady Godiva. And you didn't look like that. It didn't bore you very much. Anyway, you have just 1 minute to talk about her, starting now.
One thing we can say is that she was a chaste lady and rode this horse through the streets of Coventry with this very beautiful hair cascading down over her naked body, and was honored by all the inhabitants in that city, insofar as they did not pry, except for one miscreant. Now, this is the origin of your Peeping Tom business, to which, of course, many people...
Catherine Whitehall, you challenge why?
Well, deviant. I mean, I don't mean so much the Peeping Tom thing, which would doubtless be discussed better in the pages of a psychological magazine, but you're now going into the subsequent career of Peeping Toms and not Lady Godiva herself.
But Peeping Tom, he well established, was looking at Lady Godiva, and this is the subject he's on about Lady Godiva, so I don't think he was, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card, Catherine. So I award him another point, and he keeps the subject with 23 seconds left, starting now.
However, she did undoubtedly incur the wrath of Leofric, and when she got back to the castle, he said, "What do you want to go gallivanting around like that? Everyone seeing you." And she said, "On the contrary," she said, "they didn't witness the incident," she said, "because they were all indoors and behaving themselves, apart from this Peeping Tom."
Oh, Clement Freud got in just before the whistle went then.
Repetition of Peeping Tom.
Yes, Peeping Tom. What a pity. 1 second later, and Clement Freud wouldn't have been in, and he has a point for Peeping Tom. And 1 second to go, Clement, starting now.
Requested...
Well, alas, because we wanted you to keep the subject to the end, because you'd started and kept going so well with it, Kenneth, Clement got in before the whistle, gained an extra 2 points there, and still, of course, in the lead. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, handicap. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
The handicap in the world of equestrian sport is a weight allocated to a horse, which the man in charge of compiling this feels would make the animal in question run equally fast as lesser...
Kenneth Williams' chat. You're getting so confused. I think you rather saved him, actually. There,
yes,
Kenneth.
Of course, it's all a pawn.
You can see in this game, having started on a sort of train of thought in describing something which doesn't quite make sense, you've got to keep going and try and get out of it. And Clement couldn't quite achieve it on that occasion. He usually does. Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 43 seconds for handicap, starting now.
Well, mine indeed is a handicap, and I fold it into a half moon, slip it into my raincoat pocket, and thus am prepared for all emergencies. Come rain, come shine, there I am.
Peter Jones is...
repetition of come.
Come rain or shine, there
come
I
rain.
Am.
Come rain, come shine. Shine.
Yes. That's right, yes. And your flamboyance tripped you up, I'm afraid, Kenneth. Peter, you have a point. 29 seconds for handicap starting now.
It can be a very heavy weight carried on the back, and jogging up a hill, it can make one... two cans, he
two
said.
Two cans, yes. I must explain to the listeners, the audience are clapping because they're all slinting their eyes now to see how sharp they can be with each other. And Kenneth was the sharpest on that occasion. He gains another point, and there are 22 seconds for handicap starting now.
The only trouble is when the proofing of the material goes off. Now,
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition.
What?
Words.
Words?
Yeah, they're all words.
Yes, but you see, he didn't repeat the word, word. And you can't play this game without repeating words.
Can't you?
No.
He does
haven't
pretty
you,
well.
Haven't you discovered that, Clement?
Don't be so witless and stupid.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Kenneth. You've got another point
for a forced
challenge. And you have 14 and a half seconds for handicap starting now.
Well, of course, there is another kind of handicap, and this is always used in golf terms. And they get on those greens, you know, and throw those balls about into bunkers and canals and terrible places.
I don't know what that last bit was about, Kenneth, but you completely inhibited the other three in challenging.
It was supposed to be Carol Channing, didn't you know?
Yeah, but you were completely... You're talking about throwing balls into bunkers. They don't. They hit them.
Amateur golfers throw them everywhere. Have you ever tried it? Gracious. Yeah.
Anyway, Kenneth, at the end of that round, you have leapt from fourth place into second place, but you're behind Clement Freud, who's still very definitely in the lead. Catherine Whitehorn, your turn to begin. The subject, red tape. Can you talk to us on that for just a minute, starting now?
If blue tape is the kind of tape that you tie up...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Yes, the subject's red tape, so we don't want to discuss blue.
Yes, but she didn't have a chance to get going, did she?
I think she was meditated as well.
Yeah, that's too late. Your challenge was deviation. And I think she was about to do a comparison with red tape, so I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Catherine. She has 55 seconds to continue with red tape, Catherine, starting now.
And pink...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a hesitation, but she was thrown off by Kenneth's last challenge, so I'm not going to allow it.
Would you care to allocate breathing time on this programme?
You don't get any breathing
time.
You don't get
any quarter at all. They don't give any quarter.
You have your gulp of air while he's giving you the cue.
There's no sense of...
Extraordinary wheezing noises you will hear from now on.
Catherine, take your breath. And I will say, I'll do it this way. I'll say there are...
Hurry up, for him's sake.
Breathe out. I'll do it this way. There are 54 seconds for you, Catherine Whitehorn, on red tape. Take a breath, starting now. Let's try it again. There are 53 seconds for you, Catherine Whitehorn. Take a breath, red tape, starting now.
Pink ribbons are what you tie up the photographs of the little girls that your grandmother thinks are very sweet. Blue tape are the things that you tie up the letters from your boyfriends.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of tie up.
Yes, I'm afraid we've had more than one tie-up. Yes. Oh. So, Clement, this time is a correct challenge, and there are 45 seconds for red tape starting now.
It is generally believed that the reason why red tape is called red tape is that because it was used to be tied around official documents such as briefs or government papers. And they, of course, are the people who spend most time waffling or, to put it your way, indulging in red tape. A man I know who lives in Chambers, which is another way of saying that his residence is in the Inns of Court, London WC2, makes most of his money by collecting...
Kenneth Williams, why would you...
No hesitation. He was
yes, he was. He was getting to the point
you
of...
You could see. She's nodding.
She's green.
8 seconds with you on red tape, Kenneth, starting now.
This is usually done with sealing wax, and as it drops onto the paper, you bang a great seal on it, and it's lovely to look at. It's got a
At the end of that round, Kenneth Williams is speaking when the whistle went. He has gained that extra point for doing so. At the end of that round, Clement is still in the lead. Kenneth is now definitely in second place, and Peter Jones and Catherine Whitehorn are just about equal, just behind Kenneth Williams in third place. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. Introductions. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
These are something that we're generally believed to be not quite so good at here in England, and I, of course, include in Britain, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, as they are over the Atlantic in America, where they are really excellent at this kind of social gesture.
Kenneth Williams, a challenger.
Deviation is completely untrue. The English were successful at introducing people as anybody else in the world.
Whether you think that or not, you're allowed to think whatever you like in this game. I disagree with your challenge. Peter Jones has another point, and there are 43 seconds left, starting now.
How often has one been invited to a party and stood just in...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation, I'm not often invited to parties.
Bad luck for you, Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones has got another point.
But he should say how often I've been. He said how often one is. I am
He's
not.
Still not deviating from the subject of introductions.
Well, only one is, not many. One.
One, yes. Peter, you have another point, and there are 37
getting
seconds.
Getting points like mad. The blue-eyed boy this week, he is.
37 seconds for introduction starting now.
And once inside the door, one stands on the threshold of a huge room being held by the hand by the hostess, who's shaky and nervous.
By the twice.
All right, by the. All right, this time you've sharp ears have got another point for you, Kenneth Williams, and there are 29 seconds for introductions starting now.
Well, the perfect way to do this is, of course you know who this is. When they say no, you say Muriel, and they're forced immediately.
Peter Jones, why?
His name isn't Muriel. Now, he said, he challenged me when I said one is invited to a party, and now he's... trying to pretend that he's Muriel. My friend Muriel is not going to like it at all.
All right. Peter Jones has a point for Muriel, and Kenneth Williams also has a point for an incorrect challenge, and he keeps the subject, and there are 18 seconds for introduction starting now.
And the other way to do it is to say, do you recall the occasion on that very, very hot and lovely...
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of very.
Yes, very sharp there. Oh. Two verys, Clement Freud, repetition, you've gained a point, 11 seconds, introduction starting now.
I have felt that the best way to introduce people whom you don't know is to turn to one of them and say, I'm terribly sorry, I can't remember your other name, at which the person says, Smith, and you say, well, of course I knew that.
Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point. And I'm afraid we have no more time, so I must give you now the score at the end of what was the final round. And as you probably guessed, Catherine Whitehorn came just in fourth place. She was leading almost at one time. And she was a few points behind Kenneth Williams in second place, behind this week's undoubted winner, Clement Freud. Hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.